Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
708 at KDKA. John Shumway with you on this Thursday morning. Larry Richard has the morning off. And we do have flooding issues going on as we speak. Some of the areas that got hit last night are getting hit again this morning. You heard Vanessa saying that they've had to close the exit ramp off of 28 down to Delafield. Halton Road in Oakmont, Washington Boulevard. These are just challenging times for us, but by tomorrow, midday, this will all be a memory except for the mud. We are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline this morning by the president and CEO of People's Natural Gas, Morgan O'Brien, our friend from the warm-up days. Good morning, Morgan. Welcome back to KDKA.
Yeah, we've come a long way from the warm-up days. Now we're on the cool-down days, I think.
Yeah, really, and the wet days. Let's talk about this idea of People's Gas. Sure. I mean, everybody thinks, okay, People's Gas wants to take over the water company, but that's really not what you're talking about, right?
No, you know, we've talked about is a partnership, and you know, when you, like everybody who's listening to your show and all the people that live here, you know, we care about the future of the region, and there's so many incredible things going on. You know, we talk about all the innovation and technology, we talk about all the energy, and you know, the investments that are here and coming here, and young people coming here. You know, the one thing that I think a lot of us worry about is, you know, our water. We've had, you know, an investment that hasn't been treated right, really, for a long time based on, you know, different political issues that the city and the region has faced. And, you know, when you worry, you know, what's the one thing that could sort of stop us from achieving what we, you know, all dream this region could be, which is, you know, our best days are ahead of us. Is if something really bad happened on the water side. And, you know, and as a utility person, you know, I spent a big part of my career, I was with Duquesne Light Company here in Pittsburgh. More recently, I came over to People's Gas here, and I'm watching them and saying, I know I can help this. I know I can play a part in it. I know it's important. And, you know, we tried to put together a partnership proposal that embraces the vision of where Pittsburgh wants to be, and it's basically centered around an idea of, rather than fixing the old broken pieces that we have, that we built something new and exciting. And so we've engaged Hatch Engineers to help us really come up with a proposal that we could partner with PWSA, and rather than fixing those old plants that they have, build something that's only in five other cities. And at the end of the day, it would be the cleanest, greenest water technology, and people from all over the world would want to come and see it. And that's what we want about Pittsburgh, as opposed to, you know, worrying about our legacy issues.
Yeah, you're talking about a $350 million treatment facility proposed for probably O'Hara near the Highland Park Bridge. And this would run on, when you say clean and green, this would run on solar and hydroelectric power, is that right?
Yeah, you know, we've been working on this for 2 years, and you know, each step along the way, you know, new ideas and better ideas come about, and we've been listening to a lot of folks. And you know, as we were looking at a place where would be the right place to put a facility that not only could help Pittsburgh but the municipalities around it, which, you know, make up even a greater portion of greater Pittsburgh from a population perspective. And so the plant we've designed is about two times the size of the necessary water to be treated for the city of Pittsburgh. So it could actually embrace those other municipalities. But as we were doing that, there's a dam sitting right in front of this piece of property. And we started inquiring about it and found out that there is a developer who has already licensed hydroelectric on the water, but he just didn't have a long-term contract. And right. We could literally match that with this plant and create hydro. And so if you picture it, We've got water going down the Allegheny that's getting purified by the latest and greatest technology that basically purifies water at a multiple of 10 times the current technology. So that means the water we drink has less chemicals in it, which means the water we have is better for us, better for our kids. But then what powers that plant is that same water flowing down the river. And you know, if you think of that in addition to the solar panels, which captures it from the sun, you know, it really is something special. Like we would be creating something here that embraces our environment. It's responsible. And to me, it's the future. And that's what Pittsburgh's becoming, you know, a picture of what this country looks like in the future.
And obviously, reliability would be the payoff for the customer. Would customers also be in the situation of paying for it? Is it going to cost me more in my bill?
Yeah, so, you know, what's most interesting about it, you know, because we're talking about it as a partnership, so it's the plant, which is the exciting part, and we're hoping gathers people's attention. But the other pieces of a partnership, and, you know, we've talked about this on your show, is that we have a lot of old infrastructure in western Pennsylvania. We've got bridges and roads, but we have old pipes, both water and gas. And so we started an acceleration of our pipe replacement program 2 years ago. And so over the next 5 years, I'm going to be investing close to $1 billion replacing pipes around the city of Pittsburgh. And just as easily, you know, we could partner with PWSA so that when we come down your street, we not only replace the gas line, we replace the water line.
You know, this will never fly because it makes too much sense.
I know. And let me take you through the logic. So if we do that, right, so
right.
We partner. That's a true partnership, right? We're replacing gas, they're replacing water. The cost of that project when it's all said and done is that the gas line replacement costs about half as much as if I do it myself, and the same with the water, because we're sharing in the cost of
right.
tearing up the street and most importantly, the restoration of that street. And so the people who pay for that gas line and pay for that water line are the people in Pittsburgh. And so there's a double benefit of it. And the other piece of the partnership, which we think is pretty compelling, you know, we look at the amazing effort that this PWSA team's doing, right? They've got billing issues and boil water and lead lines. And
right, they're dealing with all that, right.
All this, right? On top of it, we've got storm and sewerage issues, which, you know, we're not even really talking about that, although we're living with it right now. And so what we've said is, you know, I send out a bill every month to people in Pittsburgh. I could easily add the water to that bill. We have programs that you guys have partnered with us that help people who can't afford to pay their gas bill. We could put the water folks in that same program. And, you know, and sort of the last piece of it is that it's more around, you know, trying to do things, be more inclusive. With all the, you know, issues we've got going on in this community right now, we haven't done a great job of including minorities as we move forward, and particularly the African-American community. And we said, you know, we're going to create jobs with all these pipe replacements, so the construction of this plant. And so some of the partnerships we have both with building trades and with PWSA is we would commit to including African-Americans in that mix as well.
So. Looking to the future, Morgan O'Brien, the president and CEO of Peoples Natural Gas. Interesting stuff. We'll look to see how it develops. Appreciate your time this morning.
No, always, John. We appreciate everything you do, and we'd love to come back and talk more about you sometime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.